WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Will not go. Hearing preview. I'm Elliot Francis. Multiple reports claim Attorney General Jeff Sessions threatened to resign his post following a disagreement with President Trump over Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russian investigation. Correspondent Sarah Murray has detail from the White House.
We know this has been a very frustrating relationship for the president ever since Jeff Sessions decided to recuse himself. Remember, this was a decision that came as a surprise to the White House. And since then, the president has been fuming in his conversations about the fact that Sessions recused himself, which led to a special counsel. And once you are in a special counsel, there is no way to unring that bell.
The Department of Justice later insisting that the Attorney General has no plans to step aside. Well, today, the Senate Intelligence Committee will grill the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on whether President Trump tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. I'm Elliot Francis. Day three of Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial begins later today. It follows a very dramatic day two. Steve Kastenbaum is there.
Andrea Constand told the jury that Cosby's sexual advances increased over time. She said after being invited to the comedian's home for dinner one time, he attempted to unbutton his pants. She told Cosby she wasn't there for that. Constand testified that she brushed it off. Then in 2004, when he invited her to his home to discuss a career change, Constand said that Cosby gave her three blue pills, saying they would relax her. Next thing she knew, she was knocked out. She described how when she awoke, she felt paralyzed. Constand described in graphic detail how Cosby was sexually assaulting her. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
One man opened fire in the Iranian parliament overnight, killing a guard. At least two bystanders were also injured. Motivation is unclear. It happened around the same time as another attacker opened fire at the mausoleum of the Ayatollah. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As Montgomery County police continue their hunt for suspects in the murders of two high school seniors on Monday night, a neighbor who lives near the scene of the shooting has given police a chilling audio recording captured by his home security system. The sounds of the gunfire. Neighbor Gordon Guype says he initially thought he was hearing firecrackers, but he knew it was gunshots when he saw the arrival of police cars on his street. A Prince George's County woman who admitted to suffocating her two kids will be sentenced this morning.
Sonia Spoon pleaded guilty earlier this year to two counts of second-degree murder for taping plastic bags over the heads of her three-year-old daughter Kayla and year-old son Aiden back in 2014. Prior to that, authorities say Spoon threatened to harm herself and her kids and had spent time in a mental health facility. Today, Spoon will be sentenced to 70 years, but due to the plea deal, will serve about 35 to 45 years. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland State Police say the young woman who caused a fatal accident a couple of weeks ago by driving the wrong way on Route 50 outside Annapolis had no drugs or alcohol in her system. 22-year-old Laura Murphy was one of the two people killed in the crash. Her 14-month-old son was injured. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Maryland's Attorney General is joining attorneys general from six other states to challenge the EPA's recent decision not to label a common pesticide as unsafe for humans in any quantity. Those seven states accuse the EPA of violating federal law by ignoring a science-based recommendation. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,136, the NASDAQ at 62.75. Sports, another win for the Nats in L.A. The Orioles eke out a walk-off win over the Pirates. WNBA, the Mystics win again. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound heading in toward Springfield. Had the crash over to the shoulder. No delay. Heading past. Just be very cautious. 66 with lanes open now. Gainesville, Centerville, and up through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. No problems on the Greenway or Toll Road. Now on River Road, no surprise. They have the milling and paving project from overnight. Still a lot of activity going outbound. Passing Little Falls Parkway and heading out toward Goldsboro Road. So watch for those crews and the cones that are set up. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky sticking with us now. We'll keep the gray sky here today and cool off a little bit, then start a warm-up, and quite a warm-up it will be. Sprinkle of rain, maybe a shower early, then mostly cloudy today, 70. Tonight, a few clouds, 56. Suburbs a little cooler. A few clouds tomorrow, 75. We'll break 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Dumfries, 59 in Kensington, 63 degrees in Washington. Theresa May says human rights laws will be changed if that's what it takes to protect Britain from terrorists. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 5:07 on this Wednesday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall, 6:35, we've got Cal Thomas. We're going to talk to him about why the British are dealing with this jihad threat and whether they ignored it in the run-up. Kevin Daly at 7:05, he's the legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation. And at 8:05, Corey Stewart, the Republican governor candidate in Virginia, to talk about the upcoming primaries. Excuse me, my name is Vince Colonnais, and I'm joined by Mary Walter. Mary Walter, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for bringing the donuts this morning.
Yeah,
always
my pleasure.
Greatly appreciated.
Yeah,
Vince walks in and goes, I got a bag of donuts.
I've eaten way too many of them already.
I soon wrapped them up and put them away. So the terror attack in England, terrible, horrible thing. And there was one in France yesterday. It was a guy with a hammer. And there was an interesting piece that came out. The British Airways has seen no dip in bookings following the attacks in London and Manchester, because England's had two very serious attacks fairly close to each other. And previously, whenever there was an attack, a large attack, you know, Bataclan and all that, you know, London, Manchester, you would see a dip in bookings in air travel, because people are like, I'm not going to London. And
right.
I have friends who live in England, and I said to them, I was like, we'd love to see you, but you have to come here. I'm not going there. But they didn't see that this time. There was no dip in the bookings as they have seen in the past, according to British Airways. And Lufthansa also said, wow, things have become remarkably resilient. The reasoning they think is that we're becoming more accustomed to terror. We're just getting used to it. We're saying, oh, well, this is what it is. And, you know, that's part of life. This is the new normal now, and we're used to having, you know, take your shoes off, take your belt off, go through the gyrations to get through security, and when we go flying, and when it comes to going to tourist spots, people are just aware now. You're hyper aware. You look for things, and we've just gotten used to it. Let's face it. We adapt. Humans are animals. We adapt. We adapt to our environment, and this is our new environment. So is that what is going on here? Are we becoming more accustomed, becoming desensitized to terror? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are you like my husband and me, who said, yep, we're not going to visit our friends in England? I mean, I will go to England and we'll stay at their home because they live in southeastern part of the country. Mm-hmm. So, but we have another friend who lives in the outskirts of London, and we've gone to London. We did the tourist thing. I don't know if I would do that again. I don't know. What about you?
You don't feel like that in the United States at all? You don't feel like there's a chance of a terror attack? I mean, you live you know, like near Washington, D.C., of all places, this seems to be a risk, you know, that like you kind of have that built in. I work at the Daily Caller 2 blocks from the White House. And in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, you know, one of the ways I could go could be pretty dramatic. You know what I mean?
See,
and it's that's entirely possible. And I can't be the only one who goes to work in Washington, D.C. thinking that terror is a real threat. And I think you're kind of right. I don't know that it's that we've become desensitized to it necessarily. It might just be that we don't want to be stymied by it. We don't want to have our lives thrown out of whack by it. Remember, after 9/11, President Bush came out and gave several speeches, but in one he said, "Go out and shop." Like, go about your daily lives. Like, the last thing we need to do is allow terrorism to knock us off our game. And the airline part of this, I think, is where you've seen people just sort of adapt and make it a part of their daily lives, and things have grown fine. Remember, after 9/11, going to an airport, you needed to be there 2.5 hours early or more in order to make your flight. And nowadays, it's much less. I mean, for any number of reasons. People know what they're doing. They know what the rigmarole is. It's very rare to run across somebody who doesn't actually know how to get through TSA now. Everybody's experienced it for some reason. So the speed with which you do it and how you do it, it's gotten better and better and better. And I think we've become more undeterred. It's just like, okay, terrorism happens for sure. But if we allow it to dominate our lives, that's like, in some small way, you're giving the terrorists a victory, right? I mean, the idea that they can basically throw your entire life out of whack when you had nothing to do with the actual terror attack.
I'm pretty sure they don't know that they've thrown my life out of whack. Pretty sure they know nothing about me. And as far as dying...
Well, they're hopeful, though, Mary.
Yeah, I know they're hopeful. As far as, you know, locally, I think you're right. I think when it comes to where we live, being in the Washington, D.C. area, that has to be in your brain of, if you see something, say something. You know, you have to do that. It's same thing in New York. You have to do that. I think in those big cities in New York and D.C. that were hit by terrorism on 9/11, I think maybe it's a little bit different than it is in Chicago. That wasn't. But I think there's that whole, if you see something, say something. And I've done it. I've said something in the past where I've seen, it's happened on more than one occasion where I've seen something, I'm like, oh, hell no. And I say something. I don't care.
I know. You keep reporting me every morning and they stop me from getting into the building.
They keep letting you back in.
There's this weird dude who just keeps walking around outside.
But as far as it being the new normal, I do think you're right. I do think we have become desensitized in a certain way to okay, well, I just have to be on the lookout. I have to be on guard. I have to, if I see, pre 9/11, heck, 5 years ago, if 10 years ago, if you had seen a backpack sitting somewhere out in the open, you know, down by the Washington Monument or somewhere, you probably wouldn't have said anything. Now you immediately find someone. And I think the difference here versus England or Europe is we're more armed. You know, our police are armed. Look at England. Look what happened in France. That guy whacked up a police officer in the head with a hammer, and the other police officer standing there took out his gun and shot him.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. In England, they would have had to get out their batons and fight him off. So I would feel less safe in England than I would in France, and I would feel less safe in France than I would here.
I got to say, a couple years ago, I was on the Metro. They occasionally will tell people, like, hey, if you see something suspicious, tell people or whatever. I think the "if you see something, say something" line is, like, trademarked, so not everyone
uses it,
right?
Okay.
It's like the happy birthday song, like, you didn't realize it's trademarked. Somebody trademarked that. Welcome to America. But I was on a Metro a couple years ago, and this predates when they were having the electronic announcements of what your next stop were, of course, and you had the actual, you know, train operator announcing what was going on. And at one point, we had like an especially zesty train operator that day, Metro operator, who gets over the loudspeaker and says, "If you see something, say something. They're trying to kill us, y'all."
I love that. I love when they do that on the Metro.
They're trying to kill us, y'all. And the whole train, like, yeah, okay, we got the message. Everyone was laughing their jacket off. It was incredible. Anyway, my point here is that I think in general, we don't want to be deterred by this. Why would we be? Yeah. And, you know, and you're right. It's become the upsetting part of this is it's become so routine that we see terror attacks all the time and we're like, yet another terror attack. Think of all the terror attacks we see in the Middle East that we barely register. Yeah. That we're like, oh, that happened again. You had Coptic Christians being taken off a bus in Egypt 2 weeks ago now,
mm-hmm.
and one by one asked to identify whether or not they were Christian. And to a T, according to the news reports, they all said they were. And they were all killed. Are we still talking about them? I mean, right now, yeah, but in the context of this conversation. But these things, they just roll off our backs now. It's like it happens all the time, and it's through some combination, I think, of being desensitized and also being undeterred. Like, I cannot allow this to dominate my life. I like life too much. I like enjoying it too much. I'm too happy to be completely deterred by terrorism. And so I think that's what you're seeing the world over.
Is it a good thing, though? 888-630-9625. It's 515. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And yes, a good thing around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. We're also a nice quiet start, so no major problems there. Same story getting down to the Beltway, Maryland for 2995 BW Parkway. Virginia 95 did have the crash northbound as you head past Springfield, but now on the shoulder, so still might see a little bit of activity. Just use caution past there, please. River Road, the ongoing milling and paving project, this time outbound as you pass Little Falls Parkway to Goldsboro. Still watch that cone set up here last check. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
All right, today we'll have some showers to start the day, then cloudy this afternoon, a high around 70, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, high 75. And Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So we're talking about these terror attacks. You had three terror attacks in England in 3 months. You just had the attack yesterday in Paris. And we're discussing whether this is just the new normal. And we go, okay, and everybody knows when you're leaving somewhere where there's been a terrorist attack, put your hands on your head. Nobody knows why, but you do. Everybody walks with their hands. I was listening to an interview with an American who was in England during the attack recently. And he said, well, I noticed, did the police tell you to all put your hands on your head? He goes, no. But everybody was doing it, so I did it too.
Well, nobody wants to get shot, that's for sure.
That's, yeah.
You're like, you know what? Whatever it takes. If just strip down, like, completely naked and walk out with my hands on my head, yeah, I'll do that. I'd prefer not to die. Thank you.
Well, that's what, yeah, and they were in the Paris and Notre Dame in the cathedral yesterday. They were all sitting there. They told them to put their hands on their heads because I guess they want to make sure there was no one in the crowd because it was pretty crowded for mass.
No interlopers,
that there was no one in the cathedral, so they wouldn't be able to get their hands on anything if their hands are on their head. But is this the new normal? 888-630-9625. Nancy in Gainesville. Nancy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say that I think there is an element of just people just taking this as the new normal. And for that reason, though, I don't think we should obviously not be just silent and let things happen the way that it is. I'm also Coptic Christian, and a lot of members from my church here in Washington have been severely affected by the attacks in Egypt. And I just wanted to say that even with those attacks, they have not stopped going to church. They're busting at the seams in church.
Nancy, can I ask you, just because you mentioned it, a related question. Are you surprised by how little attention there is in the United States to the plight of Coptic Christians in Egypt?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's not that I'm surprised. I think it's sad that that's the case. It's just hard for people to relate to anything else that's not Western. We see when an attack happens in London or even in Germany or anywhere else in the Western world, we're just taken, you know, crazy by two or three people, which is also tragic. But when you have in the tens, twenties, hundreds anywhere else dying, especially Christians as Coptic Christians, it's still not getting as much attention as it should.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
And I think she's right. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us, and drive carefully. I also think that there's almost a media blackout. I feel that there's almost somewhat of a media blackout of terrorism aimed at Christians and Jews. specifically, like taking Coptic Christians off the bus and asking them, you know, is Jesus your savior? Which is apparently the question they were asking them. If they said yes, they killed him. That's not sexy in our media. And it just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It's not. It's not sexy. It would be the same thing if they were Jews. And if they were Jews and they were asking, you know, asked, are you Jewish? And they killed them if they weren't. I think our media would be like, oh, just another day in the Middle East. You know, we don't pay attention to it.
Well, the intensity of press to any event typically corresponds to whether or not the actors that are involved fit within some sort of casting call. Like, right, yes. Like it's like a very specific set. Like it's if the terror attack happens in the Middle East, you might hear a little bit about it, but not that much. If a kidnapping involves a beautiful girl, you're probably going to hear a lot about it. If a Trump supporter injures somebody, you're probably going to hear a lot about it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So like if you fit a type, then chances are your event's more newsworthy. And that's the unfortunate state of where we are in the press.
Yeah, and have we gotten, we were talking about whether we have gotten accustomed to terrorism. Is it the new normal? And Theresa May addressed this issue.
It is time to say enough is enough. Everybody needs to go about their lives as they normally would. Our society should continue to function in accordance with our values. But when it comes to taking on extremism and terrorism, things need to change.
Yeah, and she said something about not having, they have to have some embarrassing conversations. Yes. about terrorism and how to stop it. I mean, look, one of the guys starred in a documentary about jihad. I mean, it doesn't get any more obvious than that. This would be like, you know, remember this girl, Reality Winner, who just got busted for leaking documents? This would be like if a guy named I'm a Terrorist all of a sudden blew up a building. And you're like, hey, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
And I never expected anything. He starred in a documentary about jihad. And they knew, the authorities knew about the guy. And yet he was still able to carry out a lethal vehicle and knife attack.
Well, when Theresa May says we have to have some embarrassing conversations, I don't think they're embarrassing. I don't think the truth and statement of fact should be embarrassing or politically incorrect or uncomfortable. Facts are facts, and they're out there, and you only have to be mildly observant to put two and two together.
Well, the truth is often politically incorrect, but that's okay. We're not supposed to qualify what's correct.
But you're going to clear it all up for us as to why they do what they do.
I'll do the best I can.
Yes, Vince is going to do that next. It is 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 5:25. It is time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we are here for you. A reminder, Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Oth Road, single lane gets by each way due to the water main break repairs ongoing from yesterday. Around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, looking good. On Interstate 95, do have a little bit of volume here as you push north out of Dale City toward the Occoquan, beyond up at the Beltway on 95. North, that crash had been cleared to the shoulder. No problems here early on 270 out of Frederick and down through the Beltway. You're looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible hump day. A lot of clouds around. Temperatures are going to cool off a bit now. A shower or a sprinkle of rain. Certainly no significant rainfall. And clouds should win this one. 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 5:26 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanis. Vince, you have a guide for us, don't you? Helpful hints.
Yeah.
You're
something I dreamed up.
Right. You could get into the psyche of the terrorists, and they want to explain to us why they do what they do.
Yes. After many months of embedding with them, this is actually Dabiq. This is this is ISIS's magazine, and they have in their magazine they actually detail the reasons that they hate us. In case you were wondering.
Oh, and a handy list. Can I print it out and put it on the refrigerator?
We hate you first and foremost, they write, because you're disbelievers. You reject the oneness of Allah, whether you realize it or not, by making partners for him in worship. You blaspheme against him, claiming that he has a son. You fabricate lies against his prophets and messengers, and you indulge in all manner of devilish practices, they write. Additionally, they say, we hate you because your secular liberal societies permit the very things that Allah has prohibited while banning many of the things he has permitted. A matter that doesn't concern you because your Christian disbelief in paganism. Let's see. Some of this is nonsensical. But
that's the fun part.
I can't read the nonsensical portions because they don't make sense. Additionally, they hate some of you because you're atheists. We hate you and wage war against you because you disbelieve in the existence of your Lord and Creator. They hate you for your crimes against Islam and wage war against you to punish you for your transgressions against our religion. Stay tuned. There's only two more of these. For your crimes against Muslims, your drones and your fighter jets, and for invading our lands. You'll note that none of the reasons are because you say the words radical Islamic terrorism.
Very true. Well, thank you. We're so much smarter. It's 5:28 at WMAL.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Coming up, a problem that we're going to be hearing more and more of, and we already are, but a transgendered freshman who is competing as a girl and shockingly winning everything, winning all the races, a transgendered sprinter, and beating out all the other girls in a shock to no one. And also, Hollywood's having babies, and they're also being hacked. It's all coming up. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning from Tehran, where Iran state TV says four attackers were involved in a parliament shooting that is still underway right now. Eight people have been wounded, and ISIS has now claimed responsibility. Iran state TV report did not say whether that shooting was linked to another attack today on the shrine of Ayatollah Khomeini. The Senate Intelligence Committee is expected to grill Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today on whether President Trump tried to interfere with the Russia investigation.
These individuals have been at the center of just about every major Russia bombshell story we've seen over the last couple of months. Democrats are keenly aware of that, and aides tell me that they are going to make that a very prominent issue in this hearing.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. It'll be day three of testimony at the Bill Cosby trial after a day of graphic and emotional testimony yesterday by Andrea Constand, the woman accusing Cosby of sexually assaulting her.
She stood up. Her legs were rubbery. She couldn't walk. He helped her to a sofa. He laid her on her left side. She said at that point she went out of consciousness. She doesn't remember anything else, but she doesn't know how long after, but she was jolted. She woke up, and she said she was being sexually assaulted. She witnessed it. She saw it.
Correspondent Jean Casares. Montgomery County police are still saying little about the shooting deaths of two high school seniors Monday night in Montgomery Village. Police Captain Paul Stark says detectives are working around the clock on the case, but no arrests have yet been made. And a D.C. council member is proposing new titles for the city's elected officials. Under David Grosso's proposal, mayor of D.C. would be renamed governor, and the city council would become a legislature. Grosso says the new titles would more accurately reflect the way the D.C. government actually functions. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,136, the Nasdaq at 62.75. Sports Max Scherzer dominates as the Nationals beat the Dodgers. The O's get a walk-off win over the Pirates. WNBA, the Mystics win their fifth in a row. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this, the Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, reminder for all on Allentown Road. Still repairs being done to the road there between Off Road and Branch Avenue. One lane gets by, using one lane each direction. On 270 southbound, looking at some early delays here really forming as you come off of 70 and 15. And it looks like that volume is going to take you off and on down past Route 80 Urbana. Currently, I don't have anything reported along the way. Keeping a close watch on that, though, for you. Interstate 95, Virginia, northbound in Aquia, and again in Woodbridge, heading toward the Occoquan, just getting a bit congested, and no problems or congestion on 395. That's still wide open. Good trip from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Vienna, 52 in Frederick, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Wednesday morning. We are halfway there. Coming up later in the show at 635, we're joined by Cal Thomas. You know him. He's an author. He's a columnist. He has you hear him here on WMAL. We're going to talk to him about why the Brits ignored the very obvious threat of the jihadists. They knew who they were. They ignored them. At 705, Kevin Daly, he's a legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller, will be joining us. We'll get a preview on Comey's hearing tomorrow. And at 805, Corey Stewart, Republican gubernatorial candidate of Virginia, to give us a preview of the upcoming Virginia primaries. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise.
Oh, yeah. thanks, the boss. I appreciate that. There's an interesting story out of Connecticut, Mary. This is a transgender freshman sprinter who was born a male, has won two girls' state championships.
Yeah.
Transgender sprinter Andrea Yearwood, this is according to the Blaze, a 15-year-old freshman who was born a male, has won the girls' 100 and 200-meter dashes at the Connecticut High School Class M State Championships on May 30th. And the victories, of course, did not come without some controversy. It feels really good. I'm really happy to win both titles, Yearwood of Cromwell High School told the day after winning at the May 30th meet. I kind of expected it. I've always gotten first, so I expected it to some extent. I'm really proud of it. You should see the photos of this. But first of all, Andrea Yearwood, who was born a boy, identifies as a girl, looks like a young man, for sure.
He would not get carded if he tried to buy liquor in a store. And no. He's 15.
No, he looks like a young man, and he's way out ahead of these girls in this race. Like, it's crazy. It's Kate Hall. This is another student who last year won the girls' 100-meter dash as a sophomore, came in second this year to Yearwood at the 100-meter race and was tearful, saying, "It's frustrating, but that's just the way it is now."
Yeah, she said, I really can't say what I want to say, but there's not much I can do about it.
Yeah, that's sad. So the question then becomes like, well, how does this happen? How does someone who identifies as a girl get to compete in a race with all women, right? Because it would seem, I think most people would look at that and they'll go, okay, well, there's got to be some sort of standards to allow something like that. The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference leaves these questions to the school districts. The CIAC, which is the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, defers to the determination of the student and his or her local school regarding gender identification. According to the CIAC handbook, it is fundamentally unjust and contrary to applicable state and federal law to preclude a student from participating on a gender-specific sports team that is consistent with the public gender identity of that student. Whoa. So, look, I mean, it's no secret that men outperform women in tests of speed and strength, typically. That's, you just look up and down the board on you know, professional sports especially, you can see the discrepancies there. And you've got basically a young man now identifying as a young woman participating, and it's very much challenging, Mary, the ability, I think, for these basically progressive demands that everyone be given, be treated the exact same, because this is really, I think, this obviously puts a disadvantage on the biological women.
Here's where I draw the line. This boy, he's 15 years old, he is a boy. He has determined that he wants to identify as a girl. Until you start taking the hormones that change all that stuff, that start changing all of that, I don't think that's me personally, I don't feel they should be allowed to compete with the girls. Because right now, he is 100% biologically a boy. And it is not fair to these girls. Listen, some of these girls may be going for track scholarships, but they're not going to get them because they don't win the state championship. There's no asterisk that said, yes, but I lost to a boy competing as a girl. That's where I, for me personally, I draw the line. And he's not taking hormones yet, so he just feels like a woman right now. And so that doesn't make you a woman right now. And I'm pretty tolerant when it comes to this type of thing.
Sure.
My feeling is do what you want to do, but your rights end where mine begin. And I think that he is stepping on those girls' rights. They have a right to compete and to win and to maybe get a scholarship. And it's not fair to these girls who are like, well, you know, I want to say what I want to say, but I can't even say how I feel right now. That's how insane this has gotten.
So I want to point out one thing. I was just handing a note. His time in the girls' meet, the one that he won, would have made him last place in the boys' meet.
There you go.
Last place. So, look, there are a lot. Sports is actually a great place that this cultural issue arises. We've seen it a lot. I remember when Caitlyn Jenner made this transition. We called a bunch of at the Daily Caller. We called a bunch of sports museums to ask whether or not they would consider Caitlyn Jenner to be one of the most impressive female athletes of all time, given Caitlyn Jenner's new gender identity. The theory being, if Bruce Jenner was always under the impression that he was a woman his entire life, then and if we're supposed to defer to the gender identity, then in that case, he was a woman or she was a woman. And therefore, like, most famous woman athlete of all time. Incredible feats. What accomplishments at the Olympics. To a T, every single one of those museums declined to answer our questions.
And again, if I were the curator of the museum, when she won those awards, she was clearly a man, and the record is held by Bruce Jenner, so it goes in the men's department.
Yeah, well, that's not how he felt, or she. 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The kitchen of a local cafe may not seem like the ideal place for a two-man sniper team to operate, but building such hidden sights was one of the many skills teams practiced during the recent urban sniper course at the Joint Multinational Readiness Center in Germany. The course prioritized teamwork, communication, and tactical movement during both day and night operations. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it.
That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with New Floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
545, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Camp Springs area, Maryland. Reminder, the road repairs ongoing on Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Oth Road. Single lane gets by each direction. Hearing now in northeast D.C. of a power outage. So you might find some intersections that are dark. Remember, if so, treat as a four-way stop. This power outage in the vicinity of near the Arboretum, east of Gallaudet. So just be cautious there. And I'm looking at New York Avenue. It looks like the signal lights are working properly. Coming inbound toward Bladensburg Road and heading again to the 3rd Street Tunnel. But if you see something that is dark, treat as a four-way stop intersection there. On Interstate 95, Virginia, Stafford to Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. That volume building, same story out of Manassas on 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight. 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dark, the dark overlord is in the news. Yes, bum, bum, bum. And the Dark Overlord is playing in California. The Dark Overlord is a hacking collective, and we've heard about them before. They've been hacking studio films, and they've been getting these films and threatening to release them, holding them for ransom, and telling these studio executives, hey, you have to pay us, or we're going to release this movie early. They did it with Disney, with Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Men Tell No Tales. And one cybersecurity source who declined to be named for this interview suggested that ABC is paying the price for comments regarding that hacking event. Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, publicly stated, to our knowledge, we were not hacked. We had a threat of a hack of a movie being stolen. While the source said that those comments by Iger were a misstep that put a target on Disney's back. Now, the files stolen contain partial footage of Pirates of the Caribbean. They call it Pirates 5. So it was just partial, but it wasn't deemed valuable enough to pay a ransom. Well, there has now been a breach of post-production facility called Larson Studios, and it happened late last year, and the Dark Overlord lifted CBS parts of CBS's NCIS Los Angeles and Fox's New Girl. And they said, you know what? We are in the business of earning vast amounts of internet money.
Right.
So they steal stuff, and if you want it back, you got to pay me.
These scripts are so closely guarded already. I mean, think about like things like Game of Thrones. You hear stories of carrying scripts around in briefcases that are handcuffed to them, like the nuclear football. They're trying to keep these things from being leaked. And simultaneously, they have hackers who are like invading and trying to steal this content and then sell it online and holding it ransom. This, which seems to be, I think, one of the new developments in hacking is that ransom is the way to you know, they get a bunch of money for holding onto your files. We heard about ransomware. Speaking of ransomware, people who are both advocating for Hollywood's intellectual property and cybersecurity experts are saying, hey, just because these movies are showing up online for free, don't think it's a good deal for you. It just as an average consumer, if you download these movies, forget the legal ramifications. There may be ransomware contained inside the movie, which is to say, they could just debilitate your computer and force you to pay money until you can get out of it. You remember that ransomware attack a couple weeks ago? That's the very thing that you could be experiencing if you start downloading Pirates of the Caribbean just because you found it on some torrent site.
Yeah, they say they often put ransomware into the leaked content because they want to attack the fan base. So they hate everyone. They hate you too. They hate everyone.
They just love money.
Can you imagine if they used their sources for good instead of evil? How much better off we would all be. So they say, make no mistake, Hollywood is under assault. I think Hollywood's under assault, period. Who goes to see movies anymore?
Well, Hollywood's not doing themselves any favors. They're not building their fan base at all.
And the movies have been... The last movie I saw was Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America.
Yes, one of those classic liberal flicks.
Yes, and I saw it twice. But seriously, that was the last time I went to the movies. All right, some good news out of Hollywood, some happy news out of Hollywood.
I'd like to hear some of that.
George and Amal Clooney have welcomed their babies. Honestly, I didn't even know she was pregnant. I guess I knew like in the back of my brain, but I wasn't anxiously awaiting the Clooney birth. She had twins, Ella and Alexander. And of course, because it's George Clooney and they're just a perfect couple, they had a boy and a girl, because one of each, Alexander and Ella. And they announced a joint statement. Both mother and children born at the hospital in London are happy, healthy, and fine. George is sedated and should recover in a few days.
George is sedated?
That's what they said. George is sedated and should recover in a few days, which I think is hilarious. It is 5:51. It's time for El Rushbo.
On Sunday, as details poured in about the London terror attack, CNN pushed out a news notification. Perfect timing. Here's what it said. Presidents often turn to faith in times of crisis. That seems unlikely for Trump. The story it linked to, God and the Don, was just a typical CNN hit piece on President Trump. It claimed to take a deep look into Trump's church habits from childhood to the present. They concluded that Trump is not as religious as CNN thinks he should be. The fact that CNN is what shocks me. Now, after claiming Trump does not have a hometown church, CNN doesn't either, CNN says the congregants of his childhood church in Queens might not welcome him back today because of his political views and because the congregation is now mostly minority. The article goes downhill from there. Now, this is the takeaway. When questions come up about Obama's faith, a drive-by media did two things, ignore or defend. When stories emerged about the openly racist, anti-American teachings at Obama's church, led by the radical preacher Jeremiah Wright, they buried the story. Then, after Obama misspoke during an interview with George Stephanopoulos and cited his Muslim faith, they circled the wagons. They accused anybody who dared question Obama's faith of bigotry, racism, and troglodyte ignorance. But now, smearing Trump over his religion, why, that's in order. How times change. And it still shocks me that anybody at CNN even knows what religion is.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of healthcare comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal healthcare, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
555, now WNAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, for commuters coming south on 270 out of Frederick, really watching these delays growing past the Monocacy toward Route 80 Urbana. Made a few calls. Now please tell me, oh, it's road work set up in the northbound direction at Route 80 Urbana. I'm not seeing any delay northbound, so either you can see it coming southbound or you may have a lane crowded southbound through Urbana, thus the delays. Northbound, no delay. On the Beltway, through Bethesda, Silver Spring, and in fact for the entire Beltway, off to a nice quiet start. Like to see that for sure. Virginia, Interstate 95, crowded as you head past Stafford to Aquia. Same story, Dale City toward Woodbridge. And then looking into Lorton, seeing a brief delay just starting to build, so be cautious through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy doesn't mean zero sunshine, but I don't think much as we move through today, and might even be a sprinkle of rain around. A rain shower is possible, mainly early and cooler, 70 degrees. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 556 on WMAL, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Leaf Guard Gutters,
the covered gutter system that lets water in and keeps debris out. They come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Never climb a ladder to clean your gutters again with Leaf Guard. Set up a free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate today at guttersmaryland.com.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here. And if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology in everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Coming up on WMAL.
You remember those Arlington High School drug-sniffing dogs? We talked about it yesterday, but we want to talk to you. What do you think? Do you think it's